And now, the IMA doctors will discuss health issues heard in our everyday news, the healthy news of the day with the IMA doctors.
Our phone numbers are 237-5948 and 800-880-5346. You can talk to Dr. Steve Clemenson on the IMA Doctors Show at studio@kfgo.com. And we will have house calls. Those numbers will be handy for that momentarily. In fact, you can call in right now, and while you're on hold, you'll hear this fascinating conversation because we have health news with Dr. Clemenson.
Dr. Steve Clemenson is an IMA physician specializing in internal medicine and non-invasive cardiology, and it's nice to see you today.
Good morning.
So the big news and the big medical news this last week was that Angelina Jolie, who everyone knows, had a preventative double mastectomy, and I think my first thought was how many millions of women could be in her position but may not be able to afford the kind of care that she's been able to afford. And we can get to that in a moment. But tell me a bit about it, score.
So, well, let's talk about what happened to Angelina Jolie and why did she have that and how do you know if you're at that high risk? Because that's really what it comes down to. And this is actually a rather complicated thing. And I'm part of a group of physicians from 17 medical groups that have been developing things for our electronic record. And there's actually a risk score for breast cancer that's actually rather complicated, and we've built that now so it is into our electronic record, and we've actually made it so that we're going to be having the patient enter a lot of the information using their iPad. So people that come to IMA are going to be seeing our nurses carrying around iPads. We're actually going to be handing them to the patients to enter some information about themselves. The one for breast cancer is one of the most complicated ones, but now it's in the news with Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. And how do you know if you're at the risk for what she has?
Is this called the BRAC score?
The BRAC is a gene test that costs somewhere over $3,000,
okay,
which insurance doesn't want to pay for unless you're really high risk. The score is called the GAIL score, G-A-I-L. And it asks a whole bunch of questions which are going to send you back to a family reunion to start asking people. So that some of the questions on the GAIL score, first of all, did you have breast cancer before the age of 40? That's pretty uncommon. Did you have cancer in both breasts before the age of 50? Did you have two family members with breast cancer before the age of 50? Did you have three family members with breast cancer at any age? Did you have some member of the family with breast and ovarian cancer in the same person? Did you have a person who had breast cancer before the age 40 who is of Ashkenazi Jewish extraction? Did somebody in a close relative have the BRCA mutation? That's that blood test. If a close family member has it, you're higher risk of having it. Did you have ovarian cancer in any family member? Did you have a breast cancer in a male in your family?
You have to answer all of these questions to know if you...
You have to answer all of these questions to get that scale. And if you don't do the scale, your insurances are not going to want to cover for all these tests and preventative things.
How many of things do you have to have of those?
I think it's about 12 things in the questionnaire.
Wow.
And it is fairly complicated, but it's most women are at low risk. Which people are at very high risk? And Angelina Jolie was somewhere over 50% risk of breast cancer, and she elected to have both breasts removed. Now, the other alternative to that is to do screening more aggressively, to do MRIs of the breast, or to use medications like tamoxifen to try to prevent breast cancer. So getting a score of what your risk is. So when we did this on a hypothetical patient, it said their GAIL 5-year risk of breast cancer was 2.48%. Mm-hmm. And then your lifetime risk was, I think it said, 8%. So giving women these statistics and then having to have this score before you start doing the aggressive things is one of the things that we can now do. Now, obviously, this is hard for even doctors to remember all these questions and to score this thing, which gives different weights to different mm-hmm. things. So we're doing this in iPads to enter that information, and then the doctor can sit down and talk to you about your risks. And do you need these genetic testings? Do you need to see a genetic counselor? Do you need to have MRIs every 6 months? And how do you justify that, which is based on this genetics and risk score?
Well, that's just amazing how you're tying in high-tech at IMA Healthcare with the patient. And talking about Angelina Jolie, the price, she obviously can afford it. You know, what, without insurance, what would one pay to have that genetic testing done?
Well, the BRCA test, the insurance is, it's somewhere over $3,000, about $3,300. And insurances are only wanting to pay for it if you're at a high risk doing this Gale score. So if you just go into your doctor and say, well, I had an aunt or a niece who had breast cancer and I want that test, if we just do it, the insurance a lot of times bounces that claim and then you get the bill for it. Mm-hmm. And so doing this is a complicated thing, right, and getting that score and then sending that information to your insurance company and finding out beforehand is important.
Doctor, how much time does a patient have to acquire that information?
Well, that's what we're going to be working out, is that we obviously want the patient to put some of this in because it's a bunch of stuff, but we can hand it to the patient, say, okay, go home and you got to research and be your family and talk to some family members and be able to answer these questions.
You know, some of the answers that you might get from family members might be a little nebulous. Well, I think Aunt Phoebe did have both breast cancer and ovarian cancer. I think that was Aunt Phoebe.
That's right. Well, that's where we're probably going to hand this to people and say, go to your family reunion or call some relatives and get this information, because to get the score, we have to have the information. And this is what the insurance companies, and even under the new Accountable Care Act, they're going to want to do, limit this to the higher risk patients. It's sort of like, should every woman have a mammogram at age 40? But if you have a family history of lots of women with breast cancer, darn right we want to start at 40.
Let's take a call here. Steve has a question about the test. Steve, go ahead. You're on the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO.
Yeah, good morning. My wife actually went through that. She's a breast cancer survivor, and went through that BRCA test, and that was not covered by any medical. So kind of a little bit disheartening about that and the price, but, you know, it was well worth what she went through.
Right. And how much did it cost you? Do you remember?
I believe it was $100.
It was what?
How much?
$3,800.
Wow. $3,800. So that's the thing, is if we do this score and send that information to your insurance company, your chances of getting covered. Now, we can't ever control what insurance covers, but women that are high risk need to have this. And if it runs strongly in the family, if your BRCA is positive, then you're much higher risk. And that's what Angelina Jolie was. And you're making important decisions based on your risk.
How long ago, Steve, did your wife have this?
10 years ago. Uh-huh. She was 36.
And doing, how's she doing now?
Awesome.
Sweet.
Great.
Thanks for calling, buddy. This is the IMA Doctor Show on 790 KFGO. We have phone numbers. Oh, well, you have open phone lines. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. #5346, that's a cell phone connection. Pull over and then call us. studio@kfgo.com. If you'd like to continue this discussion or have any other health issues to discuss, the doctor, Steve Clementson, is here for you.
It's time for the IMA doctors to take house calls. Call now, 237-5948, or 800-880-5346, where you get answers to any healthcare question. This is the all-new House Call segment with the physicians from IMA Healthcare.
Dr. Steve Clementson is with us today. He's an IMA physician specializing in internal medicine and non-invasive cardiology. We're talking about new technology at the clinic, seeing the nurses walk around with iPads, for example, and also talking about the preventative double mastectomy that Angelina Jolie had in, that she had and wrote about it in the New York Times this last week. We have open phone lines at 237-5948 or 800-880-5346.
Dr. Clementson, I'd like to ask, what's going around?
Well, the spring colds and infections are going around. Influenza has not been a problem lately, so which is good. Spring fever is probably the most common thing out there.
Well, that's good.
One thing about our iPads, too, is we were starting out with depression. There's a score for depression with 9 questions on it. And that was the first thing we were going to do with the iPads. And it's a simpler one, just these questions about your mood and affect. And if you start you on medications, your score is supposed to get better. And if it's not, then we need to do something different. So that's another thing we're doing with iPads is on depression, and there's also a scale for anxiety. There's a scale for men with prostate problems and how often you have to get up at night and how hard it is to go. And like I said, there's a lot of these things that are going to be becoming more and more a part of medicine, and keeping track of how you're doing through some of these scales and some of these numbers. And then also, like I said, for the breast cancer, insurances are going to demand to have these risk scores and risk statistics before they'll pay for things.
I'm amazed at what I'm hearing about the technology, particularly related to rural areas such as we have here. You know, smartphones and technology at home will be able to monitor, even beyond what we have now, things MRI type imaging and high tech stuff that will not require us making a 300-mile trip into the hospital.
There's a lot of things we can do remotely. Technology is expanding quickly, and we're all struggling to how to deal with that and how to pay for that, because that's one of the problems in healthcare. We keep coming up with better technology, but how much do we pay? And an MRI costs a lot. And if we do them serially for breast cancer, we want to do that in the people that are going to have the most benefit from spending that money. And that's sort of what the Accountable Care Act is about, is that we want to spend it on the right people, not the wrong people. We don't want to do every test in every patient. So every person in the world does not need to have a CAT scan of their whole body every year, and they get a lot of radiation from that. On the other hand, some people who are at high risk, we need to do these things more frequently and more aggressively and follow them much closer.
Dr. Steve Clemenson of IMA Healthcare is with us, and we'll be entering into house calls in the next segment. And feel free to call in, and you'll talk to Amy Eiler. She'll answer and get your name, and we'll get you set up here. In the meantime, if you'd like to talk to the IMA Healthcare itself, they are at 280-2033, and you can find them at imahealthcare.com.